This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've got an idea. Let's go around the room. Warren Eckstein is spending some time with us, as he does from time to time, helping you with your pets. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen on the on-air experience with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. How many of you think that you would like to spend time, more time, alone?
Well, we just heard from Warren that he doesn't even want to go leave his house. He doesn't want to go on vacation. He doesn't want to go anywhere.
Warren's kind of a hermit
myself.
Warren is a hermit. There's no question about that. I just think that it's spending time alone, not necessarily. We say, when we're talking about spending time alone, we usually are saying that we don't want to spend time with other people. But when you spend time alone, is it with your pet? I think more often than not the case would be, if you have a pet, yeah. You'd rather either spend time with a pet, or you find when you're alone, you're not really alone. That was the way it was with Charlotte anyway. And I mean, I felt like I was never alone. I didn't want to be alone. I find myself, when I am alone now, feeling like I am very alone. But when she was
That's
with me...
That's a man thing.
Is it?
Oh, God.
How do...
women, okay. I think, appreciate their solitude a little being more alone than men do. Yeah. I mean, ladies, I don't know. Do you agree?
I love being alone.
Me too.
Yeah. But not a lot of people do. I mean, some people are just terrified to be alone, and I never understand those people. Love I guess themselves. They don't really like themselves.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love being alone.
Yeah. Well, I have somebody that I've been hanging around with for a while who likes that, too. I understand. What about you, Warren? And when you're, does Denise like to be alone?
People annoy me. I like being alone. Being alone.
Welcome to the pet show. Don't call because I don't like you.
Oh no! You know those. I got to send you guys the T-shirts I had made up that say "None of my friends walk upright." I got to send you some of those T-shirts.
Yes.
But the bottom line is, I really do enjoy being by myself. Let's be realistic. The only time you can be truly yourself is either by yourself or with your pet, because he's not going to rat you out. So the bottom line is, being by yourself, from my perspective, is a good thing. It gives me the opportunity to just think about nothing, and sometimes I really enjoy being bored.
Yeah, I like it when I'm on my tractor by myself. I like that time. To be out and looking at the sky and being thankful for so many different things. And
it's
really
kind of like
me
on the motorcycle. You know, when I take the motorcycle out for a ride, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, you have to be focused, because, you know, your motorcycle's dangerous, on a tractor is dangerous, so you're focused. Yeah. But at the same time, the stuff that normally bothers you or enters your head kind of dissipates.
Yeah, right. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, spending some time with all of us here on the DJV experience. The Westminster Dog Show apparently isn't happy with just having dogs anymore. The new dog show, or the new look, is going to add cats.
Finally.
So,
people are racist.
So, contrary to what you might think, kittens, cats won't be on a leash. So how do they take care? You used to do the Westminster Dog Show.
And the big cat shows at the Garden, too. For the Today Show, I used to broadcast every year. And the bottom line is, there are big cat shows. There's the Tika cat shows, the Cat Fancies Association. Some of the cat shows are as big as dog shows. But putting them together is kind of a neat idea. Now, what they do with cats is basically, cats are judged the same way as dogs when it comes to conformation. There's a standard for a breed of cat. This is what a Singapore looks like. This is what a Himalayan should be. And then they have these judges that are really knowledgeable specifically about the breed of cat. They hold them up, which kind of looks abusive, but it's not, to look at their butt, to look at their head, to look at their eyes, and then they determine which one is closest to the standard, no different than they do with the breeds of dogs.
Wow. This year's show is going to feature 2,800 dogs. How do they manage to judge all of them? I wouldn't think there must be all kinds of different circles or arenas or something. How could you do 2,800 dogs?
I believe there's like three. I think there's three things going on at one time, and you do it according to the what they do is breed first, and then once the one dog wins, let's say the shepherd wins the shepherd breed, then they put them with the other dogs in the working class or the herding class, and then they pick that one out, and ultimately they get to the best of breed. It's an interesting show, though. It's a bench show, which I'm not a big fan of. A bench show means that once the dogs go into the garden, they can't go out. They have to eliminate pee and poop in there. They can't go out for a walk on the street. The outdoor shows are a lot more exciting from my perspective because the dogs can walk around and they're not all confined in one space.
Yeah. They have Meet the Breeds. The cats have been featured in Meet the Breeds, but not Meet and Compete. So that's how do they get along with each other? How do cats get along in the same environment if they're close in with other cats? Are they cat fights?
They usually get along pretty well based on the fact that these cats are really socialized. They're exposed to a lot of people. They're exposed to a lot of other cats. The most fascinating part about going to a dog show or a cat show has nothing to do with the dogs or cats. Just look at the people that are with the dogs and cats. It's absolutely amazing to me. There are times you can't tell them different. They exactly just like their pets. There's no doubt in my mind.
All right, big news this week from the animal kingdom is that squirrels are threats to our national security.
I knew it. They're nuts.
One of the, the biggest threats to the power grid is the problem with squirrels. I think I told the story. It wasn't with you here, was it, Victoria? I think I told it with you. I was there. Yeah, Jennifer made fun of me because I said I was sitting on the toilet. I'm looking out in front of my house, though, Warren. And there are these big trees. They have these huge trees in the front yard. So the squirrels, I'm watching them run around the yard, and then they run up the tree. There's two of them. And they run out on a branch, and they jump from one branch in one tree to another branch in the next tree. And they did that, went down the tree, up the tree. They did it three times, and it was like it was choreographed. And they knew exactly how much distance there was between one branch, it was about 3 or 4 feet, to the next branch on the next tree. It was really fascinating to watch. And I wonder how intelligent, what do you know about squirrels? How smart are they?
I know one thing about, the one thing that keeps me up at night is, have you ever seen squirrel poop? I've never seen it. Where do they poop?
No,
there are millions of squirrels. Where do they poop?
It gets stuck in their tail. You got to know.
Oh, sooner or later, Jennifer. Sooner or later, it's got to give. But I really have never seen it. Squirrels are incredibly bright animals. Look how they've adapted to every part of society. They live in New York City. They live in rural areas, suburban areas.
They're strong, too.
Strong and really, really. I'm a big squirrel fan. I mean, I love rodents in general, but squirrels in particular are absolutely amazing animals.
Great.
Why are you laughing when I said I love rodents?
Listen, I know. I can just see
you. You're a New Yorker. How can you love rodents?
You know, I got kicked out of my first college because of rodents. Long Island University, CW Post. No, what happened was they were doing research in a psychological lab on the effects of some type of drug on the guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And I felt that was abusive, so I released about 1,500 or 1,600 guinea pigs, and I was out of that college real quick.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Wow.
It happens, you know, things happen. The cage is just open. I don't know how they opened, but they just opened.
All right, so as far as this study is concerned, when it came to squirrels and problems with a power grid, apparently squirrels have taken out the grid 850 times since the research was started in 2013.
I swear that happens at my house, I swear.
Well, I mean, we worry about cyber attacks.
I have so many squirrels in my, because I have an avocado tree and they love them, and I swear they're all over the place, and it sounds like they're kung fu fighting on my roof all the time. It's ridiculous.
Well, here's the question I have for you guys, and this is really an important question. Okay, we're hearing security, government security, we've got to protect this, we've got to protect that. If we can't deal with keeping squirrels out of the grid, we're in a lot of trouble.
Well, now, they cause one out of five outages all around the world, not just in our area, but all around the world, squirrels are a problem for the power grid.
And you can't just put up a sign that says no squirrels allowed. No, however, what you can do is if you're in that big grid like that, if you hire a bunch of rescued cats and keep them in the grid, it'll keep the squirrels away.
Chase them around.
And plus, that would be tax deductible at that time.
Right.
As well.
So squirrels, is a squirrel the squirrel the squirrel, or is it like with dogs, we just can't see it? There are different breeds, different kinds of squirrels, or is a squirrel, one squirrel the same as another squirrel?
There are different kinds of squirrels, and you can often tell what the weather is going to be by the color of the squirrel. They say if you see black squirrels, a lot of black squirrels just before the winter time, you can have a really, really harsh winter. I think they're just amazing animals. I think we can learn a lot from watching the survival of squirrels in all different parts of the world.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I knew that you would find something interesting and important. How many other radio programs are going to be talking about squirrels today and how important they are to society? Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out PetShow.com and his line of minerals and vitamins for dogs and cats. He doesn't discriminate. Got two different lines, HugsAndKisses.com. 16 past the hour. Thanks, Warren. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right. Those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. That website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. That killer Putin is at it again. The wife of a prominent critic of Mr. Putin's says that he was poisoned by Putin. He's a... I don't know what this guy, I think he works for a newspaper or something, but he diagnosed this fellow Vladimir Karamurza. Sounds like a song from Jane the Americans. Karamurza, mine. No, you don't know that song?
No.
Anyway, doctors have diagnosed this guy that died of acute poisoning by an undetermined substance. His blood, his hair,
second time he was poisoned, right?
Yeah, right. They didn't get him the first time, so now...
Those Russians are efficient.
Second time.
Yeah. So anyway, this is... he's not dead, but he's comatose. So at this point, he had... In 2015, he also had the same kind of a problem, but he got out of it. He became sick, and then he got better again. Now he's not going to get better. But his wife says Pukin Putin did him in, and he's killed other critics. But that's, you know, just it's to be expected of that killer Putin, right? And he called, well, he didn't call, sent a note to Fox and to Bill O'Reilly.
To Bill O'Reilly.
I want an apology out of you.
O'Reilly said he was going to get a food tester.
Well, for the same reason, under the circumstances. So, but isn't it funny how it all has boiled down to this sort of these personalities that are bigger than life? I mean, think about it for a minute. Think about Putin, however you want to pronounce it. But also think about O'Reilly and how, in a way, he's become one of these characters that's bigger than life. Mm-hmm. I mean, his ego certainly is bigger than life, but it just in terms of how he, even though there aren't that, you know, these cable shows don't have those many viewers. Sean Hannity has 3-4 times as many listeners as he does viewers. His radio show is listened to by a lot more people who watch his TV show. I just find it interesting to put those things in perspective. 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lifetime grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Lorena Zapata, who's listening to our program today down in Colombia. People listen in Puerto Rico, Colombia, Brazil. We've got a lot of Brazilians, actually, who listen to this program. This is the DJV Experience. We're on the air and in the musical spotlight here in this hour. We start with Kesha and Mick Fleetwood, who are going, this is an unlucky combo, Victoria. This is Fleetwood, obviously from Fleetwood Mac, among the people performing on a list of featured speakers. Now, this is not necessarily just a singing gig. This is the Southwest Conference and Festival, which starts March 10th.
Southwest has grown to just unbelievable proportions, and their film festival has really picked up in the last few years, and I think almost their film festival now gets more attention than the music part of it.
So is this another Coachella kind of thing? This has been around longer.
This has been around longer, is in Austin, Texas.
Right, yeah. All right, so anyway, there are a bunch of people. Lil Wayne is performing, Public Enemy performing. And then there are speakers like Buzz Aldrin, Senator Cory Booker, Julie Louis-Dreyfus is going to be there, Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad, the fellow who started Tinder, Sean Rad, president of Planned Parenthood, Cecil Richards, Seth Rogen, the actor. Wow, this is interesting. That's very interesting.
Which one is Chris Sacca from Shark Tank? Is he the Mr. Personality guy?
Oh, okay. He's not a ringer. He's a jerk.
Okay.
He's not anything that's... he doesn't help make Shark Tank the show that it is. The regular panelists, the two women, And the black dude whose name I can, Damon, I can't remember his last
name. Damon Dash.
Yeah, he's good. All of them actually are good, but that guy's a zero. And he only's on there when Robert on the end, whose last name I can never pronounce, isn't there. So, all right, so this would be something to look forward to doing, or talking about anyway. Speaking of performers and concerts and appearances and stuff, the new Celebrity Apprentice is coming down to the wire with the Boy George and Matt Eilman left to compete for their favorite charities. This is the finale of this. They'll probably run this this summer, though, don't you think? Didn't it do well in the ratings? Isn't the Celebrity Apprentice doing well in the ratings?
Well, according to Trump, it's terrible, but I think it's actually really good, so yeah. I don't know. I mean, to me, it's tough that it's on Monday nights up against The Bachelor. They should move it back to Sunday nights, which was a lot easier when Trump had it. Yeah. But, I mean, it's kind of impressive that Boy George is down. He's in the finals.
I thought he was very good at those hats, man.
Yeah.
He looks like a dude. But he's pretty creative. He's clever. He's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's written a song practically in every challenge.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he did write songs.
Yeah. No, he's very clever, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed the whole season. I think it's great.
They're going to. I saw one, but I never watched the old Celebrity. I just wanted to watch Trump say, "You're fired," and we used that audio on the air. That was it. Other than that, I don't think the show had much appeal, frankly. But this one does.
I like Arnold.
Yeah,
he's great. I find him so likable. I'm shocked by that, but yeah.
Yeah. And so, Boy George is. So, where are we? There's a three-pronged task they have to perform as a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
They have to create an advertising campaign and a hosting party, and then they have to actually do the show. I guess that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Actually, the last February 13th, that's next Monday, will be the last in this series. Caitlyn Jenner is going to be on, apparently, the last show. Is that right?
That's what I've read, but that seems kind of odd. But yeah. Caitlyn Jenner had Boy George on her show on E!, so maybe they're friends now.
Well, one of the things
also,
that I guess
Arnold and Caitlyn Jenner are probably friends.
Yeah. All right. So
they're
here's
like the two
what
Republicans
I find
in California.
Yeah. Right. I find interesting that this year, what they've done, whether it was Arnold's idea or not, is get everybody whose business is being featured to give to the various charities. 28 past the hour.
You deserve the wedding dress of your dreams. Right now at David's Bridal, find gorgeous gowns for every style and budget, including select wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600, now just $499. So be bold, be flirty, be sweet. But whatever you do, be your own bride. Only at David's Bridal. Sale ends February 21st.
Gotta be yourself.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If your IVC filter broke or caused organ damage, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-7907. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally, you're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop. It's
Back to our DJV experience on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer celebrated her birthday last night. Had a little too much. Woo-wee! So it went flat today, but she'll be back mañana. In the meantime, Kara and Victoria taking very good care of me. We're all trying to take care of you. We'll, speaking of being able to take care of people, our psychic Victoria Bullis will join us in a few minutes to talk about Valentine's Day coming up next week and what you need to know about the person who is your Valentine. And then we'll be talking to Michelle Fee, who is one of the country's foremost experts in cruising. So if you're planning a cruise and want to know how to do it the right way, Michelle will help us with that in a few minutes as well. A couple of names in the news today. Christine Brinkley is trending everywhere because of how she looks in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She's 63 years old, and Billy says, "I want you back." She was married to Billy Joel. They have one child or two children together.
One, Alexa, one. Joel. And yeah, actually, Alexa, her daughter, is in the picture with her. And
yes,
her other daughter,
yeah,
her younger daughter, who's only 18, Sailor, yeah, she's in it too.
Yeah. Billy Joel could use a little training and help. Last time I saw him, man, is he fat. Whew. He's getting really... I wonder what she thinks about his 40-year-old wife having a child. I wonder what kind of conversation there is.
Is he married again?
Who, Billy Joel?
Yeah.
He had a when he was in Boston, was it last year? No, the year before last, we went to see him, and he tratted his new wife up on stage and said she was pregnant. She looked pregnant.
Oh.
And then I think she had the baby.
Well, his wife before that, I know, Katie Lee, she's younger than 40.
Yeah.
So she was very young when they got married, but I think they stayed friends.
I don't understand why ladies pick guitar players or whether they're skinny guys like Rick Ocasek or Rod Stewart or Mick Jagger or fat guys like Billy Joel. What is there about these people? What women? I should ask. Maybe I'll ask Victoria that. Maybe there's some insight there.
Well, I can tell you really quick. It's the women are a lot more thoughtful in the way that we find people attractive, and talent and confidence and all those things are equal sexy. I mean, that's synonymous with sexy to us.
So now the other name in the news is Rodrigo Duterte. This guy is a bad guy, yes. He's those who remember, he's the new president of the Philippines. And so he went to the largest Catholic church in the Philippines on Sunday, delivering a harsh sermon to his fellow Catholics, suggesting that they join him in hell as he is trying to, they're apparently, the drug policies he's adopted allow police or anybody, actually, who sees a drug deal going down to kill the perpetrator.
Mm.
Just take out a gun and shoot him. Don't have to go to court. Don't arrest him. Just shoot him. All right. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's bring in Victoria Bullis, who is our resident psychic, has a great way of you being in touch with her. Just go to @VictoriaBullis if you would like to connect with her that way. Also, VictoriaBullis.com, B-U-L-L-I-S. So, we are a week away from Valentine's Day, and there are a lot of people who are wondering what is going to be the relationship after Valentine's Day, because a lot of people either get together on Valentine's Day or seem to break apart on Valentine's Day. And I wonder about the connection. I was actually reading something, and I meant to bring this to your attention, and I didn't. There's a book about soul connection. You and I talked about dual souls and stuff before, Victoria? I don't remember.
Many times, including recently.
Yeah, okay. All right, yes. So, Victoria, the idea of Valentine's Day and being with the right person, is what is there about, you know, people get so hyped up about this. Is there a time in the year, or is there a time in some sort of a cycle where the souls come together more than at other times of the year?
Well, that's really interesting. You know, it was marginally spring, because spring has been built into us as a time of new beginnings after harsh winters. Now it's time to think about new life of all sorts. You know, there's little bunnies and little lambs around and fresh flowers and so on. So a little bit more, but not much. It's not really, everything counts. I always say that. I've said this several times in your show. Everything makes a difference. So that, the spring weather, longer days, people feeling better, yeah, it does bring out a need for, you know, getting together, hooking up with somebody. I'd like to make a little comment in agreement with Victoria about sexy rock and rollers. And everyone from Gwyneth Paltrow to Kate Hudson, to you name it, there's an element about musicians that's always been intriguing to women. It's that little bit of bad boy stuff. They're there with their short-sleeved shirts and they're pounding on drums and stuff. And yeah, it really is sexy.
Sexy.
I decided to throw my two cents worth in.
Really? All right. So in terms of people getting along, do we place too much attention or focus on things like Valentine's Day and love relationships?
That's a judgment.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What were you saying?
I was thinking about how much pressure there is on people to deliver on Valentine's Day in relationships, and how it isn't really, that's just an arbitrary time. Maybe there's a time that people need to find for themselves in their relationships that they can act as if it's Valentine's Day. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got a lot of questions in there. About Valentine's Day, if you like it, if it means something to you, go for it. Don't make it wrong because it's a Hallmark day. And, you know, going overboard for anything, i.e. Christmas, you know, usually causes regrets. So just, I say enjoy it. If it works for you, do it. If it doesn't, leave it alone. Find another day or find, you know, other ways of expressing love. I think it's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I love seeing all the different kinds of hearts and candies and
Sending out Sherry's berries, although the suggestion has come from some. I was saying earlier, send the Sherry's berries to work, but then you have to share them with your coworkers, so maybe you should just send them home.
Yeah, that's a whole other, Sherry is a whole other factor.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, good to talk with you, Victoria. Thank you. Victoria Bullis, B-U-L-L-I-S. Check her out. What a great present for Valentine's Day. Here's an idea, Victoria. I say Victoria when both of you are here. But an idea for Victoria Keelan to suggest, and I want to suggest this and others, get in touch with Victoria Bullis and give your lover a reading from Victoria for Valentine's Day. I think
that's
that would
a great
be
idea.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Get Sherry's berries, give it to them, but also have them get a reading so they can find out what the heck's going on in their lives, either singularly or together. A very romantic thing to do. Victoria Bullis, at Victoria Bullis, or go to victoriabullis.com for that. 42 minutes past the hour, Michelle Fee will join us next to help you plan your late winter cruise. That's up next here. Let's talk about blood flow for a moment. We all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as you get older. There's a way to support healthy blood flow, and that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your body to convert it into nitric oxide. Super Beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates. One scoop in water or a smoothie, and you're all set. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets works 3 times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. It's all about blood flow. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and stamina that it gives me within 20 minutes. And I'd like you to feel it too. Call 800-655-4183 and get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. It comes in regular or black cherry. Plus a free book called Beat the Odds, plus free shipping. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachutes bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit parachutehome.com/EJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. All right, let's change the focus for those of you who are looking for somebody. This actually is a good Valentine's Day idea for people who may, you may want to give a Valentine's trip, even if you don't take it next week. Although, I don't know, Michelle Fee is here, co-founder of Cruise Planners. Can people actually, is it like getting on a plane at the last minute? Can you book a last-minute cruise? Let's say I decided this weekend for Valentine's Day, I wanted to take the woman that I loved out on a cruise. Could I actually do it?
Of course you can, Doug. Everybody can book last-minute travel. Of course, we always suggest people book in advance. That way you get the cabin that you want and the section that you want and the dinner arrangements that you want. But with all that thrown aside and it's Valentine's Day, of course you can call up any cruise planner agent and book a last-minute deal.
All right, so how is that business? There have been a lot of people talking about the business and the deals and that sort of thing. So what does the consumer need to know, Michelle, about this? This is... I mean, you look at the expansion of fabulous big ships now. Everybody talks about cruising. Some of them are luxurious. Some of them are cheap. How do you know what's best for you if you want to try one of these?
Well, there's some hot trends going on right now. So let me give you a few of those. Number one of them is river cruising. And that's where you get to experience destinations and ports, right, up close and personal. Viking River Cruises, which is the world's leading river cruise company, docks in like these little towns and villages that are super quaint and charming. You know what, Doug? It's a great way to be more authentic.
I've always wanted to, Michelle. I've always wanted to take one of those Viking. I get their flyers all the time.
Yeah.
And their ships going up down the Rhine, for example. The beauty of Germany, my God, it's wonderful.
Oof. And, you know, they're smaller ships, so less than 200 passengers. I love the top part where you only have to unpack once. But like you suggest, for first-time cruisers, Europe and the Danube or the Rhine rivers are the two that are most popular.
Yeah.
You know,
all right.
You know, so, if you want more exotic, like China, Cambodia, Vietnam, but there is some special pricing. On Viking River, there's 2-for-1 cruise fares right now and international air discounts.
All right, so it's easier to do it that way. Now, I want to know about the family versus the couple. Families, okay. Romantic cruise, I made the allusion to that with Valentine's Day. And I've never been, actually, I've had 4 or 5 cruises. I never have gone on one for fun. I've always taken listeners, you know, that sort of thing, listener cruises. And they were fun, but it wasn't me being alone or with somebody I cared about. Not that I don't care about the listeners, but you know what I'm saying.
So multi-generational is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, where everyone goes, the grandparents, the extended family. You know, what I really love is there's something on board for everyone. So if a family travel, let's just pick Royal Caribbean International, because really there's so many choices on board. They actually have a surf simulator called the Flow Rider. It's like the favorite for teens.
Uh-huh.
And another one that's my favorite is the iFly. Can you imagine you can learn how to skydive on board a ship?
Wow.
It's just amazing. Yeah, how cool is that?
Sounds
and Broadway-style shows, like, you know, where they have, like, Mamma Mia, Cats, and Grease. And, you know, for your listeners, they might not know this, but all of this is at no cost. It's included in the price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I say they sail the world. So we know that there's the Caribbean out there, right?
Yeah.
But envision your family on a helicopter landing on a glacier in Alaska and going dog sledding.
Wow.
Like, you know, people think, like, cruising is your grandma's cruise. It is not your grandma's cruise anymore. And Royal Caribbean does have some great itineraries, including Alaska, that are on sale at 60% off a second guest and 30% off a third and fourth guest.
All right, let me ask you one. We have a few seconds left here about how they do this. So with the airlines, you go online and book now. You don't need a travel agent. Is that the case with cruising as well, or you still need a travel agent?
You still need a travel agent. travel agent, because I always say, why would you spend 4 weeks planning a 4-day vacation online? There's a lot of work involved, and travel agents don't charge. The vendors pay us.
Yeah.
50% of travel agents are home-based, so if you're looking to book, we've got agents in all 50 states. We're the number one travel franchise in the nation, but if you have passion for travel and you want to start a career in travel, cruiseplanners.com. So go to cruiseplanners.com for more information.
Who would have thought of that? All right, Michelle, that's great information. Very informative. Thank you. Kind of an exciting time to be thinking about. It's a good dream. This is a good dream exercise. Michelle Fee, CEO and co-founder of Cruise Planners here with some good travel tips as far as cruising is concerned. 10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you heard about Dr. Ken Kronhaus? If you're new to the program, he's here with us every week at this time to go through a lot of the medical news. He studies the journals and brings to the surface a lot of important news that will affect a lot of people. Like this one here, Ken, this story that may help people who are trying to lose weight. There are always people looking for new ways, and this focus appears to be on whole grains. Why would that help us lose, eating whole grains help us lose weight?
Exactly. Out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week, Doug, whole grains in your diet are better for you than refined grains. Whole grains may help you lose weight by decreasing the number of calories retained during digestion while simultaneously speeding up metabolism. The grain food group includes rice, oats, wheat, and barley, while whole grains contain the whole grain kernel and include brown rice, oatmeal, and whole wheat flour. Refined grains are starches that are processed and milled to remove the bran and germ to prolong their shelf life. Examples of refined grains include white rice, white bread, and white flour. You see the common word there.
White flour, white, yes, bad stuff. Man, you've certainly brought that home for me. I know when I stop eating bread and things,
white
cakes
bread
and pies and stuff, anything with white flour in it, I can immediately, almost in days, feel the impact on my waistline.
And the word whole is good.
Yep, whole grains, good to help you lose weight. All right, next item of interest here from the heavy lifting department. More and more women are doing physically active jobs. And if you're working in a place where you're lifting, or even maybe if you're at the gym and you're a heavy lifter and you're pregnant, it may not be a good combination, it looks like.
That's trying to get pregnant. Out of occupational and environmental medicine this week, Doug, women who have physically demanding jobs may experience decreased fertility, and working schedules that fall outside normal daytime hours may also lower a woman's ability to conceive. So women who are planning pregnancy, they should be aware of the potential negative impacts of that non-day shift and heavy lifting could have on their reproductive health.
All right, let's stay with this conception idea for a moment, because there's another thing on the other side. Women in the gym lifting heavy, trying to lose weight and maintain a physicality that is desirable, people who are not doing that may have a hard time getting pregnant, especially people who are really heavy, right?
This is interesting. We think about all the problems with obesity. Here's another one out of Human Reproduction this week. Couples, and also it's not only the women, it's the men also. Couples in which both partners are obese could have more difficulty conceiving than their non-obese counterparts, taking 55 to 59% longer to achieve pregnancy. Losing weight could not only help reduce the time needed to conceive, but also reduce the risk of other diseases, Doug, such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. There's another one here that I find. You're a cardiologist. So, this actually deals with the fat-shaming story, what that does to your heart health or overall health.
Sure. Obesity Journal this week. Overweight women who believe negative messages about their bodies, Doug, are at greater risk for heart disease and diabetes than those who maintain a more positive body image.
All right. So there's one other one here that's quick. The calcium buildup in young arteries.
That's
and how
quick.
That might impact. It's not all right. So we'll deal with it later on. I saw that and I thought, wow, here's something. When we talk about super beats and how good it is for people to get on the super beats routine, Dr. Ken's brought to us by the folks who bring to you super beats, a way to deal with your arteries, to open them up, to keep the blood pressure either where it's supposed to be or get it down to where it's supposed to be. Ken is a cardiologist familiar with arteries and veins and circulation, and that's why he likes to talk to people about rejuvenating their arteries by using Superbeats and the products associated with it, yes?
Well, Nobel Prize winning research that our body needs to continuously make nitric oxide, so it needs the building blocks to make the nitric oxide, and if we're deficient, we just don't function well. And we have two products from the company Neogenis. They're Superbeats. It gives you a boost of nitric oxide instead of using those high caffeinated beverages or before you need to do your workout to get some extra energy, and also test your nitric oxide level with their nitric oxide test strips. Put a little saliva on it, look at the color, and if it is low, get their Neo 40 product so you can get your baseline tank full with nitric oxide so the blood vessels open up to oxygen.
Take advantage of the Superbeat special. Get on board for for the first time, call 800-655-4183 and order a three-month supply. You get an extra month free. 800-655-4183.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.